Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Season Countdown, an in-depth look at all 34 of the region's local football clubs. Here's your host, Tom King.
Well, when he decided that he'd had enough at Newcombe, we weren't sure whether we would see this man back coaching again, but the fantastic news is that he is, and that is Rory Nicol. He did a wonderful job with the Power. He turned them from basket case into a very relevant member again of the Ballerine Football Netball League community. Now, he doesn't have the same probably starting point as he does at Queenscliff, but there are still challenges, a small community, and of course, a team that hasn't experienced much success with winning that hat-trick of flags going back nearly 10 years ago. But he's up for the fight. He was at Newcombe and he is at Queenscliff, and he's been good enough to join us on the Season Countdown. Rory, great to have you back in the local coaching ranks.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here to chat to you, mate. It's been a while.
If we had had this conversation 12 months ago, which we wouldn't have because you weren't coaching, but if I had said to you, you'll be coaching in 12 months and we'll be doing a Season Countdown podcast, would you have laughed at me?
Yes, probably. I would have, mate. Yeah, it's probably... I always felt that I would coach again at some stage. It may have just been a little bit earlier than I thought, just due to my daughter's netball commitment. So, but she gets her licence in April, May. So I'm just navigating through that. And then life should be a bit easier to tackle the coaching gig.
Yep. What attracted you to the Queenscliff job?
One word, probably youth. I reckon there's some positive sort of juniors that have come through and are still at under 18 level. But yeah, there's some positive sort of 18, 19 year olds who I feel can, have some success in the 2 to 3 year period. Well organised football club. Obviously, their facilities are second to none. Great little community too. I've enjoyed the community so far. There's a lot of positives. I think everything's going really well at the club. I think we just need to start to reflect that at probably junior level with some numbers, which we're working towards, and having a bit more success at 2 o'clock, which also obviously we're working towards as well, to reflect how well the club's going off field.
When you joined Newcombe, you weren't only coach, you were recruiting manager, philosopher, chaplain, psychologist. You had wore so many hats. You and Damien Marnie did a power of work together, and the bodies eventually came to help you out once things started to turn. I think you've got to Queenscliff and found that things that you thought you might have had to have done, you necessarily don't have to do.
Yeah, it's a different scenario. Yeah, Damien and I were sort of, along with Dave and Danun, supporting us behind the scenes, had to go to work, obviously. Very time intensive, I suppose, but it required it, the Newcombe position. But Queenscliff's a little bit different in regards to a lot of support off field. I've got Tom and Blake Lim have come on board as assistant coaches, which is fantastic. Could both coach Queenscliff in their own right if they had the time themselves, So the support's been fantastic in that regard. As I said, we just need to sort of start to reflect that on the field and get some results.
You showed us you can coach during your time at Newcombe, and that was evident in the last full season you had with the results that the club had. Do you feel that you can have a better impact or a quicker impact earlier at Queenscliff because you can focus on coaching and not having to worry about whether there's enough footies pumped up, there's enough water bottles there for the guys, all that sort of stuff that consumed you in your early tenure at Newcombe?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think sometimes you can spend too much time on coaching and giving the players too much information. I think, and sometimes we can take ourselves a bit too seriously and feel like we're having a massive impact as a coach. So it's a fine line whether you're doing too much and giving the players too much information. Certainly being a younger list down at Queenscliff, I'm definitely not overcomplicating the game plan. We're going to keep it really simple, which I feel they need, and just sort of give them time to play senior football. But look, I think one thing with Queenscliff is we've had a bit of a late start. It has been a slow progression, getting people back on board. It's whether that be COVID or whatever the case may be, it's motivation. I'm finding a lot of clubs have had the same sort of situation, but yeah, motivation has not been there. I think that slowly it looks like we are going to have a football season. Slowly people are buying in. So look, to be honest, I prefer to be a little bit further along with our game plan than where we sit right now. But the numbers have come good over the last 2 weeks to start to break into sort of line groups, I suppose. But no, look, it'll be pretty simple. I feel, you know, the youth we do have is talented. So so I've probably got a bit more talent to work with than I had when I started at Newcombe. But it's just a matter of how quick they come along and how they adapt to senior football. Who knows? You know, we've only had a little hit out against Warborough, and that was against each other. But what I've seen so far, some of the younger guys are really impressive.
Yeah. The game style, is it going to be very much, I suppose, using the youth that you've got? And is there a bit of speed there? So will we see some speed in the game when you've got the footy?
Yeah, it's we haven't put our finger on it. But yeah, look, we will look to attack. We will look to sort of defend small and attack big and make use of the quicker, younger guys. You know, if we have too many stoppages and that, we might get beaten up a little bit. So we'll see how the side sort of pans out. Once we do get that game against Sereno, then I'll have a good look at them, and then we'll really knuckle down on how we want to play for round one. But at this stage, I've still got a few things in the air. I'm not convinced on one way or the other at this stage, but just slowly. And if it takes to sort of round three, round four to get that settled, the game plan, and really knuckle down to how we want to play, then so be it. I'm prepared to sort of, I guess, make decisions now that, you know, in 12 months, 2 years' time, you know, look in the rear vision mirror and say they were good decisions back then. So so trying to be mindful of decisions that'll benefit us in 2 years' time, not so much worried about round one, round two, round three. So we'll just take our time, be patient and get that right, and give some games to see younger guys early.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to somebody earlier in the week, and just, I think we overlook the Queenscliff punches above its weight a little bit when it comes to junior talent. And I look at the 2021 Falcons squad, and there were four players, and I know Jai Clark's among those, and he'll be at the Falcons again this year, and he'll align to Leopold, and that's what a lot of kids do. But, you know, Max Annandale, but I understand he's headed over to the Waffle to have a kick.
Yeah, he's going to have a crack at the Waffle. We wish him all the best in his endeavours over there. He left a couple of weeks ago from memory. He had some injury issues. Otherwise, he would have probably trained with us a little bit. But yeah, we wish him all the best. We've got Will Bakers at the Falcons. Maxi Scott played a bit of Falcons footy and wants to get back in there somehow. So we're looking forward to playing him in the first few rounds to give him the best leg up to get back in there. Who else we got?
You get Lockie Kidd back.
Lockie Kidd's playing. We've got Sol Botel, who's just made the Falcons list at the moment. He's bottom age, I'm pretty sure. There's a couple other younger players that haven't played Falcons, but have been really impressive as well.
Yep. Are you going to see Tyler Monahan play some senior footy this year? I know he's top age 16. Will it be the chat with the old man down there? And it's a great Queenscliff name. It would be great to see a Monahan running around in a red, white and blue jumper again.
Yeah, look, we'll make that decision as it comes. I think I don't think I can say yes or no as it is now. I've got to be mindful that although we have top-end talent in our juniors, we are limited for numbers. So we're working on that at the moment. I don't want to take away from the 16s or the 18s. So it's probably going to be one of my biggest challenges is to make sure the 16s and the 18s, you know, I've got enough numbers and enjoying their football, but at the same time, giving these younger guys an opportunity at senior level. So that's probably going to be one of my biggest challenges to manage that. So we'll just take that week by week and see who's available and who we think is putting their hand up to play some senior football.
Yep. AFL Barwon's got a sense of theatre in the GFL. They saw that Henry Walsh had gone to Colac and said, Colac, you can go to St. Joseph's in round one. And they've gone and done the fixture this year and said to Newcombe, you can play Queenscliff and you can see your old coach in action. Were you rapt to see that, or would you have liked to have been able to settle into the role first before the power came to town?
Look, it doesn't bother me, to be honest. It's, you know, the old cliche, I'll just worry about what we're doing. But the only thing different is probably a few more beers after the game, because there'll be a lot of people to catch up with. But just looking forward to any challenge. I don't care who we play round one. Bit of theatre to it for AFL Barwon, and maybe people to come and have a look. You know, that's all good and well, but you know what it's like. Once you sort of get to the ground at 12 o'clock, you're just concentrating and you know, I'm not going to be too mindful of, I guess, what they're doing. I guess I know the players really well, but I'll just be concentrating on what we're doing and looking at our players. So, but yeah, but enjoying the day like I will the other 17, you know.
Yep. The cut and thrust of coaching. You haven't done it since round 18, 2019. How much are you looking forward to game day?
I am. That's my obviously my favourite part of coaching. This part of the year is probably the hardest, I reckon. It's nice when you hit round one and hit that Thursday night and things start to settle down a bit. You're still talking to players. You're trying to organise practice matches. We've got a lot of guys playing cricket. So trying to manage them to make sure they're ready for round one. Yeah, it's just a really busy time of the year. Any coach will tell you that. So I am looking forward to, you know, that Thursday night, picking the side. And, yeah, there's no better feeling than that 2 o'clock come Saturday, that's for sure, as a coach and a player.
Looking forward. Your side's not going to look too different to what was, I think, round 12 last year. Player movement has been limited. You know, there'll be half a dozen players that won't be there that were there. But in terms of ins, Jordan McIver-Clark from Uni Blues is the standout addition. What can you tell us about Geordie and what he'll bring to the Queenscliff lineup?
Yeah, so Geordie has moved to town, so we're lucky enough to get our hands on him. Quality person, like a really good guy, has fitted in with the playing group. You know, hand in glove, he's been on surfing trip with the guys and been playing golf with the guys. He's made friends straight away, and that's a credit to Queenscliff, not just Geordie, of course. But no, Geordie brings experience. He's a quiet sort of a fella, but when he speaks, the players listen. That's for sure. Had some VFL experience at North Melbourne. You know, can sort of play anywhere really, halfback, on the wing, maybe some inside mid. I haven't seen him play yet, so looking forward to seeing him Friday night against Lawn. He'll have a bit of a run. We'll start him down back and just let him have some fun and enjoy his footy and enjoy the players and get to know the boys a bit better in terms of being on field. But, yeah, just the right age group too. We're sort of trying to target that sort of 18 to 24-year-olds to feel that they can be in our next premiership team, whether it be, you know, this year or next year or the year after, you know. We're just trying to target that sort of age group, and he slots in there perfectly. And, really fitted into the community well, Geordie. Can't speak highly enough of him, actually. Real good fella.
Of the departures, the Clark brothers were off to Leopold. Jai obviously will play Falcons and Mid Country all year, so you wouldn't have had him anyway, and he's going to be on an AFL list in about 8 months' time as well, and we wish him all the best. And that's fantastic for Queenscliff. I think Darcy Garden is the only other player ever drafted out of Queenscliff, so to have another one out of a small club like that would be fantastic.
Yeah, they reckon he'll go maybe high in the draft. I mean, there's a bit of footy to play out for Jai, but certainly the way he conducts himself, you know, there's no doubt he'll have his best foot forward come draft time and whatever games he plays this year. But, we obviously wish him all the best. And the Clark family sort of moved back to Leopold a bit. So, you know, as we said, we'll be really proud of the fact when he gets drafted, and he'll be a Queenscliff boy forever. And hopefully one day comes back.
Yeah, Jace Graham's retired after a great career across both Bell Park and Queenscliff. Cam Hamgood's gone into Thompson. Jack Leonard's going to have a crack among all the kids that are playing out at North Shore. Luke Delizio is a blow, and I understand it's only because the family sold the holiday home at Point Lonsdale.
His mum and dad had a holiday home in Ocean Grove, I think it was. And
Ocean Grove.
Yeah, he was just sort of working from home or studying from home. So that worked out well for Queenscliff for him to pull the boots on there. But it's just, look, it's geographical. He's back in the city working as a lawyer, I'm pretty sure. So so obviously just geographically it works for him. You know, we haven't had anyone leave because they're not enjoying their football and not enjoying the footy club, that's for sure. They've all had good reasons you can't argue with. Like, you're not going to hold Jack Leonard back if he wants to have a crack at GFL. And obviously, the Clark family's gone to Leopold, and that's fair enough. Luke DeLizio, he's going to be living in the city, you know, doesn't want to play somewhere he can't train, and, you know, that's understandable. Obviously, you want to keep these guys, but, nobody's sort of left. I've had to fight to keep people because they haven't been happy with the way things have been going at Queenscliff. So it's all just changes through COVID and situational changes, I guess. So, we'll be okay. You know, obviously, it's been reported they've had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. So, you know, we'll try and rectify that. We'll try and bring some kids in, and hopefully we can be nice and competitive.
Michael Randoni, can I ask you about him? Where's he at with his footy? The link to Newtown and Chilwell. What's he going to be doing this year? You know, there's some whispers too that he still potentially might be wearing a Kuta jumper this year.
Yeah, well, he's trained with us a couple of times. Hurt his finger playing basketball. Reports he signed at Newtown, which wasn't the case. He has made, he's going to be an aviation fireman. So that'll be based in Melbourne and sort of 4 days on, 4 days off. So he'll be really limited in what he can play. We'd love to have him in any capacity at Queenscliff, but he's just got to make that decision. I had a chat with him a couple of weeks ago and we've just left the ball in his court and what he wants to do. Obviously, we'd love to have him, at a limited capacity this year and get nice and fit for the year after to ensure that we have some success. So ideally, that's how I'd like to see it. But, he's got to make that decision on what he wants to do. That's his career path and he's really passionate about that, and that's the avenue he wants to take. So we've just got to be supportive of that. As I said, we're here for him. We're his home club. We'd love to see him play a little bit of footy with us, but that's yet to be determined at this stage.
Yep. What about his good golfing buddy, Brock Thompson? What's Brock up to with his footy?
Brock's in Queensland still, so he hasn't come back with him. So we haven't seen Brock, but hopefully he does come back one day and knows the door's open at Queensland Football Club.
Who carries the ruck for you this year, Rory?
Yeah, we had an inter-club Saturday morning due to a practice match being cancelled. So we played sort of two 15-minute halves and threw a few options through there. Whitley can run through there, Gibbo. We even tried Dill's brother, Caleb, through there. And he went really well as well. So we'll just have to be a little bit creative in there at this stage. We've still got options. We've got three options. So, as I said, it's all up in the air. We haven't really played anyone yet, and I'll get to know these players. So I think we'll learn a lot come Sereno in a couple of weeks' time. I'll have my head around it and start to pencil in round one side.
Yep. How much are you enjoying coaching a player like Dan Gibbs?
Gibbsy, he's a beauty, isn't he? He's a good man. He's probably having the best preseason he's had in a long time, actually. He just tweaked his calf last Monday, but he was planning to go on a fishing trip for a week. So we don't see him for the week, and it's probably a good opportunity for him to slow down, have a break. Ball's in his court. With that, I already said, you know what to do to get right for round one. So just ensure you're there for me at 2 o'clock. It looks really happy, looks really fit, enjoying the training and I guess the different voices and the different game plans and the different drills. That sort of refreshed him, I guess. So he's looking really good. Looking forward to coaching him.
Yep. Who's impressed you on the track? Who maybe that you sort of were aware of when you were at Newcombe that didn't have a massive impact for Queenscliff, but has sort of caught your eye that you've gone, oh, okay, he might have been a bit better than what I thought or what I'd seen from him in previous years?
My biggest headache, I used to worry about Jaden Duren a fair bit. I didn't mind him when he played on ball. It didn't bother me when he was up there too much. But when he went to the Cole Square 1 hour, it was always a bit stressful. So Jaden's been ticking over and hasn't missed many nights. So I hope he can stay fit and have an impact for us, up the ground and maybe forward at times. Shea Duren's impressive. Probably even more better than I thought he was. Nick Maishman, I'd like to see him have a big year. He's quite a tall midfielder. And obviously, adding to that, the guys that are still eligible for under 18s, like they've really impressed me. Their training habits are quite good. I think they've injected some good culture into the senior list, actually, the way they go about it. They certainly train hard, and that's impressed me too. So there's a lot to like about where we're at. There's some guys that won't be ready for round one, but I hope slowly and surely they'll drift back in and play some football for us. It'll be a bit of a slow burn and we'll have to be patient early, I think. But there's certainly a lot of positive signs, not just this year, but the year after. So, I'm just looking to see that sort of unravel, I guess, and over time. And the club knows that we're going to have to be a little bit patient and just blood some younger guys. But I think even though that's the case, and we may, get opened up at times because we will be young. But, I think the excitement of the short distant future, you know, is there. So, you know, you're prepared to be patient. It's not as if, you know, we need to bring in 12, 13 players to and struggling with points and those sorts of things. We've got some really good 17-year-olds that are one-pointers that will be super players for us in the next year or two. So, you know, the excitement's there. And I'm looking forward to watching that build, I guess, and progress and watch these younger guys get confidence. And, you know, we'll have a crack week in, week out. We don't care who it is or where we play. I'm just going to back these kids in to get out there and have a crack and enjoy their football. Don't sweat the mistakes. I'll just ask for effort for a couple of hours. And, yeah, we'll have some fun, I reckon. I really, you know, being so time poor, you sort of sometimes, oh, geez, I don't know whether I should have been coaching or not because I'm so time poor. But it's once you're there, you just, you enjoy it. You enjoy the players and their volunteers. And I'm glad I'm coaching again. I'm enjoying the playing group and I look forward to having some success with them.
Yep. Round one, you mentioned there'll be some that won't there who's sort of you put a line through already that would be regular senior players.
Jake Headley suspended. Young Nat Stevens, he would have been ready for round one. He's done his knee. But fortunately, that's good news. He'll be back at some stage through the year.
So it's not an ACL?
No, meniscus tear. They'll just remove it. It was a bucket handle tear. So they'll just remove it. Otherwise, it'll keep tearing. So that'll get him back a bit sooner. We'll just manage him and make sure he's okay. He's only a 17-year-old guy. Got cut from Falcons, so he's got some talent. And there's some guys playing cricket. So some guys are on a cricket trip round one. They didn't realise round one would be there. So there's just going to be some players I'll have to manage. Spencer Lapino's doing some boxing. He thought he'd start boxing over the COVID period. So he was hoping to have a fight already by now, but that's drifted out a little bit longer. So we haven't seen much of him at training, but obviously he'll be fit enough. Braden Anwell broke his hand at training, so he'll be unavailable round one. AJ Davey, unavailable for round one too due to a wedding. There's a lot of weddings at the moment because people haven't been able to have one. So, you know, you can respect that too. So we'll just have to manage come round one and put our best side out there, but we'll be fit and ready to go.
Yep. Newcombe, Motowari, Drysdale, Ocean Grove, your first four to start the season. So two finalists, two non-finalists. So you get a good mix of clubs to get an idea of where you sit after a month. But as you said, will be a slow burn for the Cooters as you build up, especially these kids getting Ballerine senior experience. Rory, good to talk. Thanks for joining us on the Season Countdown.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.
You've been listening to K-Rock Football's Season Countdown. Keep an eye on krockfootball.com.au for new episodes in the lead up to the 2022 local football season.